Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
Hello, welcome back to The Other Stories. This is another stories volume opener. It's a little bit of a weird one. I'm here with my regular opener co-host.
In person, Dan Wilcox.
So right now we are in the the library study room place. We're at the Nottingham Comic Con.
Yes.
Are we doing, Dan?
We have a stall here. We are selling and peddling and conning people. We have our books, we have our podcasts, and we have Elmavo. And we're just talking to some lovely people, just selling our stuff and just meeting some really cool storeholders.
Yeah. So you could tell if we're it might sound a little bit different today. It's because...
Might actually sound good. My mic's been broken for about 3 weeks.
We'll be whispering a little bit more hushed, because this is kind of weird to do in a public place.
Very, very aware that we're in a public place.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's been fun. It's been a fun convention to, talk to people. Dan's really good at talking to people.
Yeah, probably not so much on podcasts, but it's been good to we've actually had a few people come up who we've seen some familiar faces. We've had a couple of people that we interact with on Facebook and on just every platform come up and say hi, which has been quite cool actually, seeing them in person. And just the amount of people actually that know about Elmavo here is pretty nice.
Yeah It's cool. So
you're not seeing his smug grin right now.
Okay, so we have to say goodbye to the last theme of the podcast.
You always make it sound so sad.
It is sad.
It is.
It's always very sad.
So that's goodbye mythology.
Yeah. Goodbye to all mythology.
Just gone. Just no more lies. And we're now going to introduce our next theme, which is At Sea.
Yeah.
And this was voted on by you guys on our Facebook group. You had actually put forward quite a few really, really cool suggestions. I was weirdly surprised that this one made it to the top. Not by a little bit, by a considerable amount.
I think it's... compared to what we've done before, this is probably quite an interesting theme.
Compared to the other non-interesting themes.
No, but I mean, this one seems a little bit more out there in the sense of the sort of the vibes of the theme we've had before. This one seems like, I think of this theme, At Sea, and I think that conjures up some quite interesting story ideas right away.
There's a lot of scope there. I mean, the other ones, I think, are the ones you almost traditionally associate with horror, your zombies, your AI, your space, and that kind of thing. But yeah, Ocean's a bit of a different one.
By the way, just to listen, if you heard a squeaking then, it was someone, it was a cosplayer walking by in PVC trousers. Just nice. Just squeaking their way across to the toilets.
You can't hear it when you're actually out there on the floor.
No. Yeah. Okay, so I do want to quickly ask you about Cypher.
Ah, yes. So, for listeners, I know that for a while we've been kind of teasing a little sideways fiction show in the style of the other stories, and I can finally confirm that coming very soon, I'm going to call this up, that the 1st of November we will be putting out the Kickstarter for a brand new show called Cypher, which is going to be a 7-episode fiction mini-series, which is sci-fi, horror, thriller, all that good stuff you love. And I'll be revealing a lot more about that on the Facebook group and on our channels in a little bit once we've got all the artwork finalised. But all the wheels are in motion and it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, I think definitely get into the Hawk and Cleaver Facebook group now, because you're going to be sort of asking them for, you know, feedback on art and getting their input. So if you want to be involved in that side of it, you know, go sign up to the group now.
Yeah, and just say hi, because we love hearing you.
Yeah. Okay, also want to quickly mention the Other Stories collection. We used to do this with about three themes. We'd put them together into like a nice little book, but we've actually put the whole first year of stories into quite a hefty tome.
It is pretty as well. So yeah, it's come close to nearly 500 pages of short story goodness.
Yeah.
And you know, Christmas is coming up.
That's a good point. Yeah, it would make a pretty good Christmas present. Yeah.
And with that, we are wanting to give away a copy.
I think a copy for now. It might be quite expensive to get.
We're going to give away a free copy of the Other Stories print collection.
Yeah.
We say signed by us guys as well.
Yeah.
And if you want to get involved in that, all you have to do is go over to www.hawkandcleaver.com and just literally sign up to our mailing list, and we'll be pulling a lucky winner from our existing pool of lucky people.
Sounds good. Okay, so correspondence. We've got some people have been in touch, people have been talking on the Facebook group, and we always like to give them a bit of a shout out.
So yeah, we had a message from Heather Vaughan literally saying, "I am listening to the Other Stories now, love it." Like, no hesitation, she just knows what she likes.
Yeah. James Michael Powell got in touch to say he just finished listening to his first episode of The Other Stories, which was Spare Room, and I'm thoroughly impressed. He says the writing, production value, narration talent, audio work, all of it was spot on. All I can say is bravo, you have a new fan. Thank you very much, James. That's about exactly what we want to hear.
Yeah, and you now have a new fan in us.
Yeah, we're your biggest fan, James. Fans. Yeah.
I'm a Dyson right now.
Yeah. Also, we might be, if we sound a little bit strange, for me anyway, I feel a little bit tired and a little bit weird.
My throat's starting to...
Yeah. Just because of the amount of talking and standing and selling we've been doing. But
it's been glorious.
Yeah.
We've had an iTunes review from Murph Tang, which is a 5-star review. It's such a fantastic podcast. Brilliant writing and excellent presentation. They are very original and always entertaining.
Yeah.
And so are the stories. Budum tish.
Yeah. One from Eyes for Power. Creepy stories, 5 stars again. Creepy stories with so many different themes and styles. I've listened to them all, but if that isn't your cup of tea, look about, you'll find a story right up your alley. Yeah, there's always going to be something right up your alley.
We've had quite a few that feature alleyways.
Yeah, at least three.
Yeah, I can name one of mine. Slither, that had an alley.
And we should do that as a theme.
An alley.
Collection.
Alley. Bowling.
Yeah.
And we've had another 5-star review from... I'm pretty sure this isn't their real name. It's by From the Piney Woods of Texas. I listen to a lot of story podcasts, and this is one of my favourites. As a writer, finding one that is well-produced and features well-written stories is hard to do. Yet here it is. The Other Stories is entertaining and a show I look forward to every episode. Thank you, and we look forward to all of your episodes from the Piney Woods of Texas.
Yep. So, thanks for the reviews. Really appreciate it. It's rather a lot more recently than... we've ever had before. I'm not too sure why, but
I can't figure it, but yeah. Thank you so much, because they do raise our profile on the iTunes store. Obviously we get feedback from you guys, and we know that we're making stuff that you love, and it just benefits everyone all around, because then you've done something that means that you've got a new karma point.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so I think that's about everything to talk about.
It's a shorter one today, but like we say, we're at the con, we're neglecting the people. And we should probably head back in and go and acknowledge those, all those wonderful fans around that table.
Sounds good. Okay, guys, hope you enjoyed this theme. Hope you enjoyed this coming up episode. We love you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.